It's the 25th of August. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Separate investigations by the Operation Costello team at Bedfordshire Police have implicated two men in one of the biggest organised crime schemes in recent history. The Bedford resident, Claudio Ciabanu, and Luton native, Arjun Ashame, were both users of the encrypted EncroChat network decoded by international law enforcement in 2020. Mr. Ciabanu discussed plans to supply cocaine and cannabis valued in the millions of pounds to different areas of the country. The 30-year-old Ciabanu was found guilty and will serve two 20-year sentences for the cocaine and heroin offences and 4 years served at the same time for the supply of cannabis. Mr. Ashame, 28, who moved both money and drugs to major cities across the UK, was found guilty on drug-related charges as well as possessing false identity documents. He will receive 10 years in jail. The home of production film studio at the Old Quest Pit location in Houghton Conquest has been approved by Central Bedfordshire Council. The development is expected to be completed in 2025, providing 1,400 jobs as well as an economic boost to the area. 35-year-old Matthew Waddle is currently on trial for the murder of his former partner, Sarah Albone. He claims innocence, despite writing a letter outlining the physical abuse he administrated. The body of Miss Albone, 38, and a mother of three from Biggleswade, was found in a suitcase that was placed in a wheelie bin outside the home. It had been there for several months. Miss Albone, who also had multiple cirrhosis, suffered a number of serious injuries to her head. The case at Luton Crown Court is ongoing. In 2017, Luton-based Monarch Airlines ceased to exist, owing £466 million to debtors and discarding 2,000 jobs. The airline is now hoping for a second chance with plans to operate from Luton Airport next year. That's all for this week. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.